Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, but I was listening to the commercial, and this was done a while ago, and I really, the registered trademark is now Star Psychics, Your Future Awaits, and it's unreal that this commercial was done a long time ago, and I finally got the trademark registered, about a month ago, so it's right on target. But anyways, welcome. Of course, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. People know me as both all over the world. And everybody knows how much I love doing the show. I have an awesome guest tonight who called in from Hong Kong. Oh, yes. Am I wonderful or what? Yes. We've already talked. But anyways, I want to talk to you a little bit about Stars Psychics, Your Future Awaits. It's undergoing some changes. It looks to be that on Monday, April 1st, I know it's April Fool's, we're going to launch our phone readings, which will be $2.99 a minute. Well, you'll see some stuff, some ads going across the internet about everything, but it's taken a long time to get this, to pull this all together. I have a great webmaster. He's been with me for almost 17 years, so, you know, we know each other. He knows how to work with me, and I know how to work with him, and, sometimes we lock horns, and I'm going to talk to my guest about that, although he's a lovely Libra, and I'm a Sagittarius, so, you know, look out, but it's okay. Anyways, we're doing that, and we still have our special going, $1.99 a minute. Take advantage of that. I don't know when the rates are going to go up. Right now, I've just made it affordable for everybody to get answers to their pressing questions and not have to pay, you know, $10 a minute and all of that. Not that that's bad, but I don't do that. I'm not here for the money. I'm here to bring wonderful things to the world and allow you to have a chance to talk to some beautiful readers, including myself. And I don't, you know, that's what I'm about. I've always been like that. I'm very spiritual. You can't impress me with money at all, never. But anyways, okay, so we got that going. And, of course, mysticlivingtoday.com. We launched the Flip magazine January 1st. That's a beautiful thing. It's going to be again in April. I have somebody who helps me with that. She puts it all together. I send her everything, and then I also do a text version. Now, the text version, I have a gal in Kenya, believe it or not. She takes every ad, and she puts it out. We put it on Pinterest. We put it on TikTok. Yes, I know TikTok. People are probably making a face, but we put it everywhere so that everybody can know what's going on. So she'll take every article in the text version, everything about it, the picture that I put in and everything, and then she pushes it out, and it's like a form of ad for every author that's in my magazine. We don't miss a beat. We really, really don't. And doing it for 25 years, that's a long time. I think I know what I'm doing. And, of course, you know, Stars it's 12 and a half years old already. I don't know where the time goes. Where does it go? It must be when you're having fun. Time flies, right? Is that what it is? Remember when you're a little kid, you say, there's nothing to do. I have nothing to do. What can I do? Oh, my, I don't have enough hours in the day. So all you little ones who may be listening with their parents, don't worry. The day is going to come that's going to be so filled, and you'll say, oh, my God, it's nighttime already? But anyways, I'm going to bring on my beautiful guest. He's a renowned astrologist and tarot specialist. And we chatted a little bit a little earlier, you know, before the show came on. and so talented, based in Hong Kong. And he's, you know, he does astrology, tarot, numerology. I even dabbled in that when I worked for America Online. But, you know, sometimes what happens, and we're going to ask him about this, is that sometimes you start off in a field, like astrology, like I did, and you end up getting your fingers in other things like tarot cards, numerology, runes. There's so many ways that you can do readings, so many ways that it's just totally amazing. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest in, and his name is Lateo Wang. Hello, how are you today, or this morning? It's his morning right now in Hong Kong.
Hi, hello, Natalie. Yes, it's 7 a.m. here, yeah, but thank you so much for having me today.
No, are you kidding? Thank you for coming on my show. We're going to start off, and I mentioned this to you. I always do this with all of my guests. I'd like to know how you got started. Did you start in astrology? Did you start with tarot? Did you – everybody starts someplace. You know, when they're a really young – not that you're old, but, you know, you're a young man. Did you start writing? How did you begin this path that you're on? How did you start it?
I think my path probably is very different from a lot of other professionals, right, working in our field. Because I grew up in a very, very traditional and conservative Chinese family. And, you know, I knew nothing about Western astrology or, you know, tarot, anything. I was very much, you know, educated in a very traditional way. And the first time that I was exposed to, you know, spirituality and, you know, our esoteric studies was really in my early 20s. So that was quite late compared to a lot of other readers and psychics. That was when I lived in Australia. I encountered my first astrology teacher, who was also the first one, the first person who gave me a reading. And pretty much that's how I started, yeah.
But you know what? That's typical. I started, I was telling you about my parents that died less than 5 months apart. And so I found a psychic. I don't even know how I found her, but we became friends. It was just before my mother passed first. And we became friends, and she wanted to do this huge organization. You know, I'm really good with money. I mean, you could probably sense that. Nobody's going to take anything from me. And so she said, you'll handle all the money. You will do all of that for me. And, I mean, she would pay me, like, listen to this, $5 an hour or $5 here and there. It was for nothing. But I loved it because it opened me up a little bit to new things, you know, which I mean, I was dabbling in astrology, and I had two famous authors. One of them got me into the AFA, which is the Astrologer Federation of America. She had to be sponsored to get into it. She sponsored me. And then the other lady I found, who actually used to type on her typewriter, she would type the pages that are in her. I have all her books, would be in her books. It was the cutest thing. I talked to her on the phone. She helped me learn things, and they were so kind to me. So I learned a lot that way, but I didn't get into anything else right away. I mean, I helped with this organization, but you see, sometimes it's about you meet somebody, and they're doing this, like you met the one in Australia. They must have piqued your interest. You must have decided, aha, I want to do this. This sounds like something that I would like to learn. Is that how it happened?
Yeah, I really felt, so my first astrology theory was a guy, yeah? And I think he really opened the door for me, because before that, I never really knew what I would be so excited about. And when he was actually using astrology and cards at the same time, and he started with, it's very interesting, he was very different from, you know, the traditional astrologist, to be honest, because when he was talking about astrology, he would also, he would always mention, you know, the mythology behind it. So even when I was learning astrology with him, he would start the class by telling me the Greek mythology stories, and then he will ask me, what do you think Jupiter means after listening to this story? What do you think Venus is about? After hearing the story between Aphrodite and Hephaestus, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it was really the mythology part that really piqued my interest. Yeah.
But see, it piqued your interest and it opened something for you, like it opened for me. And I think it's how it starts for most of us out there. I mean, there's thousands, mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands, and you know, sometimes that just kind of wets your mouth a little bit. It's just, I got to know more. For me, though, I ended up running this whole big organization in Michigan with her. We had this huge psychic fair. I mean, hundreds. But my job, listen to this, my job was to interview every reader that was coming in. So did I have it made or what? I learned so many things. Some of them used crystals. A girl had a crystal ball and tarot cards and big, huge cards, the Thoth cards, and some of them were small, and some of them were clairvoyant, and it was wonderful. It was a great learning experience for me. And I do readings, but I don't really do that much. I do mostly, you know, the radio show, the magazine, and I run Stars, of course, because I own that. But I think it showed me all the different things that you can do and to be prepared, because I would encounter everyone who did something along this path. Either they were a reader, they were clairvoyant, they were clairaudient. I would be working with them, but I didn't know that at the time. But see now, okay, so you got your interest piqued by the astrology, but then what did you do?
To be honest, I didn't do much after that because, I had a lot of obligations at that time. I was 23, and I was in the I was going through my first master degree, and also because my parents were supporting me throughout my study and all that, so I had a lot of I felt very responsible to really focus on what either my parents or the society wants me to be. So I never thought I would do this as a career. All I was thinking was, you know, I got to graduate and I have to get a job either in a big bank, you know, because for Chinese parents, pretty much, you know, either you have to be a doctor, you have to be a lawyer, or you work for an investment bank. And that's you know,
oh, I
that's
didn't realize a bank of all things. Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Well, you know, it's a banker, a lawyer, but it's not an Indian chief, but that's the old saying over here in the United States, you know, but you see, they gave you great courage, and I know you're like your parents, and I know if you didn't have that great background, who knows what would have happened. You have to start off, and we have to give credit to the parents. We have to give credit to them. Now, did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm the only one. That's why I felt responsible.
Yeah, me too. I was the only one too. Yeah. Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. Well, in a way, yes, I agree. Yeah, in a way, we are lucky, yeah.
Mm. We are. I mean, although both of my parents worked, I was alone a lot. So, being an only child and home alone, you did a lot of thinking. I did. And I've been told this by one of my mentors, and she has since passed. She used to do the shows with me. She said, I just think you had a bunch of angels with you, working with you. You didn't need your parents. You didn't need anybody. You had it all, but I didn't know it then. You know, I had no idea. I mean, I would hear things, you know, but I didn't know what it was. I mean, yeah. Now I know. If I hear the phone ring or if I hear a bell or something, now I know. But then I had no clue. But it was actually a blessing for me being alone. Same thing with you, you see, because you didn't have anybody you had to be up against, like a brother or a sister was trying to outdo you. I didn't have that, and you didn't have that either.
Yeah. But I agree with the loneliness, right, that we felt.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, of course, as a kid, right, you wouldn't know that was loneliness. You just knew that you were unhappy. that time.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, my friends would walk across in front of my house, not stop to get me, and they go across the street. And this mentor that I had that did my show with me, she said, "What did you do? Did you cry?" I mean, I was probably 8 years old, right? I said, "No." Well, she said, "What did you do?" I said, "Well, I got a book. If it was summertime, probably, I'd sit outside and read a book. I'd go in my room and listen to my music. I love music." And I said, "I would daydream." She said, "Were you really daydreaming?" I said, "I have no idea." And when you're 8 years old, what do you know? I don't know. I think I was very open to my surroundings. And so if there was any angelic influence, I was open to it. And I didn't even have to know. She said, "I don't think you even knew." I said, "Probably not." I love to read, though. What did you do as a really young child? Did you feel the unhappiness because you were alone or what?
Well, I wouldn't say I was because my parents were very, very busy, right? And I spent a lot of time with a helper. Right. So in Asia, it's very common for a family to have a helper right at home, you know, because my parents both were working and I spent a lot of time with a helper and I didn't have a good time because, you know, they were not. Well, let's just say
they were strict.
Now thinking about using these days standard. Right. So, you know, she abused me. Yeah, but I didn't know that was wrong. I just thought
you didn't know any better, Mateo.
No,
you didn't know any better.
No, no. I thought, you know, if a helper beats me, that's what it is. And I thought that was allowed. And I just have to listen to the helper, right? And until one day my neighbor found out. And my neighbor told my mom about it, you know. But that was already a long time, you know. It was not at the very beginning of the abusive behavior. So, no, I didn't have a good time when I was a child.
No.
Without my parents being there, no.
So you finished your degree, you did your obligations for home, but when did you start to get curious about all the other modalities that are out there, all the things that you could do once you were open to astrology? That just, that, like for me, it threw the door open for me because you have this thirst, I want to know more. Well, how do you do that? Well, what do I do with this? I mean, that's what I did. I don't know. How did your life continue on after this?
I really didn't really do much about, you know, my esoteric studies, even after I met my first astrology teacher in Australia, right? Because, like what I said, I felt compelled to pursue my career in banking or maybe working in IT because in university I studied interpreting. So my specialty was doing translation and interpretation. You know, Hong Kong is a very, very international city, right? So, first of all, being able to speak multiple languages is important. But I was never happy because I switched, you know, jobs to jobs. I never really found my fulfillment in my career. And I always thought it was because of the city. I thought I should just leave, you know, change my living environment and everything will work out for me. And of course, you know, I lived in Japan as well. But I always felt there was something lacking. It was not, you know, about the environment. It was not about the, you know, the friends that I have, but it's just something that was not right. And back in 2014, so it's about 10 years ago, it was a miracle. I woke up one day and suddenly, you know, it's like a light bulb just, it's just lit up. And I was thinking, this is what I want to do. And this is what I've been, you know, subconsciously maybe avoiding, because I felt compelled to live my life according to the society's expectations. But
that's
no,
right.
I want to be an astrologist. I want to do counseling. I want to help people. And this is, I had no experience, right? But somehow there was this weird feeling in me. I just knew that I could do this. And that's how everything started. When I had this, suddenly, this courage,
But you know what, too? Sometimes things have to tighten up, as they say, and get uncomfortable and then you start to seek out, you will go looking. And there are no coincidences. I mean, that's a known thing for me. Everything happens just the way it's supposed to happen. And, I mean, you have to be at – sometimes, though, and it's all about timing. You know that in astrology. People say, well, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? Well, timing is crucial. Timing is very difficult to do. I mean, you can say, well, I mean, I can look at the way I do my charts. I learned from these two little old ladies, okay, how to tell you what's going to happen by just going from four houses forward. I can give you the answer. But I learned that from them. And but I realized, too, like for you, you were fortunate. You got to venture off in all kinds of fields of study where I ended up doing what I'm doing now. I mean, I worked for America Online for 6 years, and I loved it. I loved the interaction with people. Of course, the Internet was not like it is today. I mean, it's like crazy today, you know. And so I joined a group to do readings in a chat room called Crystal Ball. Well, that's all it took for me. I mean, I took numerology courses online. I did everything, but I wasn't venturing into tarot. I started reading regular cards, regular cartomancy, you know, regular playing cards. That's how started doing my readings. But you know what I do and did was I related each house to every card, like the third house is the Three of Cups, Three of Spades, you know, that kind of thing. And then I could place it. I mean, I did my own thing. I figured out a way how to interpret them and look ahead. But for those listening, there is nothing guaranteed in stone. There are so many variables out there, and you know that you're going to get this job next week, and then you come back and you say, well, I didn't get the job. Somebody else applied, and they got it. Well, you see, there was somebody else in the wings. There was somebody vying for that position. So maybe the timing was off. Maybe who was supposed to interview didn't show up. Maybe, who knows, there's so many maybes. But what we can do is give them direction. We can have them be prepared. Be prepared always prepare for change. That's my thing. I tell my friend that, prepare for change. There's always change, even my goddaughter. Oh, she says nothing's going to happen. I said, I'm going to tell you something. You be ready for change. And then it won't hit you as hard. You'll be, okay, well, that's okay. I can do that. That's all I do with my life. I can't do it any other way. I learned that very young. You know, and you have too. I mean, I know you're not thinking to yourself, yes, she's right, exactly. Okay, so you started with astrology. Now, when did you get into tarot?
So tarot was a little bit later than that, actually, because, you know, when you study astrology, then, you know, you will read a lot of astrology books, right, just to deepen yourself. And a lot of books will talk about tarot because, you know, each tarot card is associated with an astrology, either a planet or it's associated with a zodiac sign. So, you know, when you study tarot, naturally you will read things related to tarot anyway. And personally, I'm a very visual person, and that's why my first astrology teacher really worked well for me, because he was talking about, you know, mythology. He was not giving me, for example, let's just say memorize this, right? What does Venus mean? What does Mars mean? Okay, the first house. And I didn't memorize any of this stuff. It was
Neither
all about
I.
stories.
No, you're right. That's perfect.
So it was all... images, stories, right? So it was so fascinating for me. And so when I looked at tarot, right, the tarot, there, first of all, what you see is images, pictures. And,
that's right.
And that worked well for me very well. And so then really when I reached the so-called the bookish part of astrology, it was at a much later stage. But because I have the images and I have those stories, then when I really read the traditional astrology, you know, the things you have to memorize, it became so much easier.
And, you know, when you do tarot cards, I mean, people say, well, isn't that tough? It's really not. Those cards are telling you a story is what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you can look. And you know, I have a deck that I'm trying to get. I have a publisher, but I just don't have the money to get them printed yet. But I had a gal in – where was she? In South Africa. She illustrated these cards, and she kept doing them dark, like think of the death card. And I said, no, I don't want them dark. She said, what do you mean? I said, first of all, I want when you look at the card, you feel good. You don't feel doom and gloom. And when you hold them, I want you to say, oh, this is really nice. I said, I don't care if it's the death card, if it's the tower, because they all can mean something really good. It doesn't mean it's bad. Then she figured it out. She says, I get it. So all of a sudden she did my greens and my blues, and I have the deck, and of course now they're all registered. But it was difficult explaining, and it is difficult to explain to people because they'll look at it, the old Rider-Waite, that's probably one of the oldest decks. I have a commemorative one that was sent to me from U.S. Games, but the pictures, if you look at those pictures, they're kind of harsh. They're kind of...
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how anybody ever read them. I mean, they're like boring to me. But
well,
people
were,
did
you know,
read them.
Yeah, well,
they were
ancient,
them.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
But, I mean, you could take three cards, and whatever the picture is from left to right, if that's how you want to read them, that's what, if you're taught that, is you'll start with this, then it'll lead to this, and say it's about somebody, for example, and I'm telling you, you know this, I'm just telling the audience, so you can, if you have somebody riding on a horse, and he's got a bow and arrow, or sounds like he's going to do battle. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be bad. He could be doing battle for your love at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So I think, and I just know your readings are really wonderful and very uplifting and soothing. You can take that. Somebody else can take those three cards, or that card in particular, and say, oh, you're done. That's it. He's coming after you.
Mm.
No, that's not how I would read it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So
it's really
It's a beautiful thing. Tarot is a beautiful thing. Astrology can take on a lot of meanings, too. Look at all the houses and what they can mean. I mean, you know, these ladies, two ladies, I mean, they sent, you know, I got their books and everything, and they both said to me, now just read it over. Don't take everything to heart. And then they would call me. Each one of them would call me. I mean, I was under their wing. They just loved me. Probably because I was so... I wanted to learn so much. You know, when you get a student that really wants to learn and they're absorbing everything that you're saying, well, you like that, you know, but they really liked me. And, you know, then they'd say, okay, first house, what do you think? What do you think? What does it mean to you? Well, you know, it can mean a lot of things to me because, you see, I took every bit of information and then I came to my own conclusion. Probably that's exactly what you do. I just know you and I are very similar. It doesn't matter where you live. We're very similar. And I think, too, that it's important. Now, you have, and I have your deck. I mean, yeah, I have your deck that's coming out in June, but you've also already got one out that came out in January 9th, right, in 2024?
Correct, yeah. Just
the Oracle of the Mythic
ago.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
correct.
That's right. I don't know why. Well, you know, we were talking earlier. It's amazing that we connected totally because I had a little difficulty trying to find you because the publicist that I worked with had been out for a month. But you know what I did? I was determined. I called the publishing house and I got the owner.
Yeah.
And I were laughing. She says, boy, you're determined. I said, I would do this with anybody that was on my show. You know, I want to do an ad for them. You saw the ad. And then afterwards, I'll run the talk that we're having and everything. I said, oh, yes, they're important to me. All of them are important to me. She could not. She says, well, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about you. I said, good. I'm glad. I hope you never ever hear anything bad about me because if you do, it's probably a lie because Natalie loves the world. She loves life. She loves people. And she embraces everything. It doesn't, you know, so, but I had a really, she says, anytime you need anything, here's my extension number, you just call me, she said.
So it's really sweet. I mean, she's amazing. She's a very sweet lady.
But you see, for those aspiring people that want to do podcasts or whatever, it takes years to get that kind of connection because you see, before I did the radio show, I would talk with all the publishing houses because I did a magazine, and my magazine is 25 years old. So you can imagine how I started. I had to beg for things. I would be calling you. You got to send me something for my magazine. I don't have anything. I have to put the and you would send me something because something in you would say, oh, let's help her. Let's get her started. And that's how it began for me. All of it. But you see, now and then I decided I was convinced to do the radio show because they said, well, we think you should do this. There was a bunch of them. I said, why? Well, for one thing, you have an awesome voice and you know how to lift people out of their seats. I said, lift them out of their seats? Yes. Your enthusiasm, your energy is through the roof. You need to do this. And so at first I didn't want to do it. Oh, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to talk to strangers. No, I love it. Anybody writes to me, sure, I'll talk to you. Doesn't matter. I'll talk to anybody. The president, doesn't matter who they are. I'll talk the same to them as I talk to you. See? So it's wonderful.
Amazing.
Now, tell me about your deck that just came out in January, The Oracle of the Mythic Heroes. It's a 40-card deck and guidebook. But I think first I want to ask you, where do you get these ideas for these decks? Mm. How many decks have you done? You've done quite a few, haven't you?
For the one that is already out on the market to purchase, that's the only one. And the second one is called Oracle of the Celestial Deities, and that is going to come out in June this year.
Yes.
So just
yes.
In 2 months' time, yeah. And the third one, we are in the process of, doing the editing, and hopefully we'll be able to get this out next year.
Okay, let's back up. For all the aspiring authors out there, what do you do? Sit down with your first one. How did that come to you? Did you say to yourself, well, I think we should do some kind of an oracle deck. Now, have you written any books at all? Books now.
Well, when I was 18 years old, I published a book, but it was in Chinese. Again, it was mythology. It was Chinese mythology.
There you go. Okay.
When I was younger, yeah. I mean, I guess I love mythology, and I read a lot of mythology books and the stories. And when I created this deck of cards, right, Oracle of the Mythic Heroes, I already had a lot of writings because I write, regularly anyway. And so when I was thinking about how I want to create an oracle deck with mythology theme, I would actually just go back to my previous writings when I wrote stories just for me because I enjoyed writing them. I enjoyed reading them. And I would think, okay, what kind of keywords or what kind of things that do I want to bring to the audience? And do I really think that these stories will be able to help with for the audience? And that's really the starting point. And the art, looking for artists would be at a later stage, yeah.
Yeah, but, your colors are my colors. Oh, yes. These are all my colors that you have in this first deck. Yeah, they're really beautiful. Oh, yes. I'm looking at this one that's on your site. It's called Transformation. Okay, you see the green water in there? You see that color green?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to see it. You know what it is, that color green? That is my color. That and blue, a deep blue. So anytime somebody's got something, and those are colors of spirituality, especially the deep blue. That's why my site has got so much blue on it, although I'm going to change it a little bit and use some of the green. I want to incorporate the green because I'm about love and light. I believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. So I want to impress upon people when they see the other site, they can feel really good when they look at it, not sit up in the chair like, oh, my God, that's so cold looking. I don't like that. That's what they have to do, is they have to see colors that attract them. And I argue with my webmaster, and he's been my webmaster for 17 years, and he said, you need to do a white background. I said, no, I don't need to do a white background. I'm not doing that. Why? Mm. I mean, we went round and round and round. This was after he developed my site. And it took a year and a half to do it. But then we were talking about it one day, and I said, the reason being is, he said to me, all the other sites are like that. I said, yeah, but I'm not like all the other sites. I'm Natalie. I'm different. So, and I shut him up. He stopped talking. And he said, I never thought of it that way. I said, I know you didn't. I said, that's because you don't understand what that world is about. You don't really understand. You are a programmer. I'm not a I mean, I can do some programming, but I said, you know, like you, but that's not my thing. That is not my thing. I don't want to sit there and type code all day. No, that would be awful boring for me. I have to talk to people. If I could talk to somebody while I was typing, that's great. But I think, you know, there are people that see things a certain way. Now, I'm looking at that transformation, and then I'm looking at the other cards. Now, by the way, his site is called thehealingkingdom.com, and there you'll see what I'm talking about if you go to it. I know people are going to be listening to the show. I already know because people have been asking me about you. So if you go to his site, you'll see this deck, and and he's got this, you know, winged horse. He's got it's all the mythic heroes. It's all it's what you want to know about. Now, I don't know if I could read these cards, meaning because I like to look at the pictures. I don't know. Although, let's take transformation. We'll look at that one card. I guess, you know, you've got a dark entity behind this person in a gondola, I suppose, something from many, many years ago. It's not a boat, but it's a boat type, kind of like something that you would see with Egypt and all of that, those kind of boats, you know, they're curved and all that. But behind it is this dark figure. Now, does a dark figure have some kind of, it looks like it's got a weapon of some kind, does it? What, describe that card to me. I want people to understand that looking at a card, now you'll see it some way, one way, and I'll see it another way, and they'll see it another way. So, oh, no, it doesn't look like that. But to me, it looks like, it almost like she's not leaving. She's leaving because she's sad. She looks sad to me, and she's got wings, but she's got her hands up to her chest, meaning she feels the necessity to leave. Now that's me. Now, if you look at that dark character, I don't know how I would interpret that. Maybe fighting within herself. Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I? Shouldn't I? You see, you could look at it that way, too. Now, what is the meaning for that card to you, the author that did it?
Right. So the unique part of this deck is it's very, very important that we actually go to the mythological stories, right?
Yes.
And if you have the guidebook, which is included in the deck, you will find out that in each chapter, half of the chapter is my own rendition of Greek mythology. So I really want to, through this card, encourage my audience to read the stories behind the card. And by reading the stories, you will actually know why this card is about transformation and who those people are depicted on the card. Now, specifically for this card, now which is called Psyche Transformation, this girl
that we're
looking at, so the girl on the boat, her name is Psyche. She was actually very famous in the story, in the famous mythological love story with the god of love, Eros. It's the
so
same
I wasn't
god,
far
Eros,
off. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they fell in love, but Eros' mother, who was the goddess of love, you know, the Greek name is Aphrodite, she didn't like it. She said to Psyche, you cannot marry my son because my son is a god. You are mortal. You don't marry a god. Go away. And but because she loved Eros so much, eventually she had to go through a lot of the challenges to be with Eros. And eventually Aphrodite said, okay, my last task for you is to descend into the underworld, and I want you to retrieve a jewelry box from the queen of the underworld, whose name was Persephone. And if you are able to do that, I will let you marry my son. So the picture that you're seeing here is when she bravely descended into the underworld. And that's why can see she's almost like she was in a cave, you know, on the water, right? So this is on her way to the underworld. And the reason why this picture is important was because mortals are not allowed to go into the underworld. Underworld is where dead people go to. And so the fact that she was willing to descend into the underworld to fetch the jewelry box from the queen of the underworld was because she was ready to face death. She was ready to go into a place where only dead people are allowed to go to. And she knew that once she descends into the underworld, that maybe there's no way back. But she still did it because she loved Eros. And the guy...
But you see, and you know what I saw in it was mostly her, like she's got her hands up to her chest. And to me, she just looked in very deep thought. Now, this remember, I have a lot of background with looking at things. So, but I didn't understand the story of the underworld. But see, had I had the book to your deck, I would say, well, I know what he is, okay. And I mean, you can look at these cards, and they do tell a story already. Put a few of them together. And it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, and that's what I really want to get across to anybody who is listening or who will be listening. It's not that difficult to read cards. You have to choose the deck that you want, and I can only imagine what you're – I don't know what the next one's going to be like. Is it on your site?
Which one?
The Oracle of Celestial Deities?
Correct. It is on my website, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to scroll down here because I'm going to find this. I have to find this, you know. I'm very nosy. Oh, I love these. Oh, my goodness. Look at them. Navigating your path with the celestial deities. Oh, look at them. All right, the one I'm looking at, well, you know, Jupiter rules Sagittarius. But you know what? I'm only 2 degrees, so I kind of pick up a lot of Scorpio in myself. I control that, though. I don't most people say, oh, well, you could tell me off. Yeah, I could tell you off, but that's not what I'm about. I always like to say, looking at these, I always like to say Sagittarius is the one that can say things that only you think about. You can't say them because you don't know how, but she will or he will. I can do it. I could tell anybody what I think. I have never had to, let's put it that way. Maybe as a little girl I did. I had to hit a little boy in the face because he hit me with a rock. Oh, yeah, but that was that was a retaliation for me. But you know what I'm saying? That's what I think of, and I'm in the early sign, 2 degrees. I was born at night, and just in the morning it had turned into Sagittarius. So I don't know how you believe in the signs, but I think you pick up when you're that close with the degrees. Mm. I think you pick up the sign before. I really do. Somehow, you know, and Scorpio can bite you. I mean, they can be pretty deceitful and nasty, and that's the bad side of them. Good and bad with everybody. Okay, these cards. Okay, so you decided to do all the deities, okay? I see you have Juno and Vesta and Jupiter, Persephone, and you have the sun. So you covered all of them. Okay, then you describe here what is the oracle of the deities. Oh, the more I scroll down in your site, the more I want these cards. See, but I like the other ones too, and I bet you your third deck's going to be really good. Because it's almost like they're leading you to something. You know what I'm saying? Like you start off with something like it's even with a book. And, you know, I've interviewed the same authors and they're on their fourth and fifth book and all that. But you can see how they have changed and how they've grown and how the steps that they've taken. I can see here that this second deck that's coming out in June has a little bit more, it's not happiness, it's just something, it's not frivolous, it's more of the light kind of thing, whereas the other cards are more of the dark, because that's all mythic, that's all the mythology that's out there, and you know that can be very dark, but you went to this now, you went to the celestial ones, and that's when I'm looking at this. I love this deck. I love the other one too, but I like this one. I resonate with it. I don't know why. I really don't know why, but I like it. Okay. Yeah. And you, I see here you also do readings on the site. You're not very expensive. I already looked.
Compared to, let's say, you know, the really top layers, let's say readers in the States. I'm not the most expensive ones, no.
And you know, see, that tells me something else about you. When I saw that, I knew right away, okay, even I could go talk to him. You see what I'm saying? Even I could afford you. See, that's, I mean, you have gifts and you're doing all these beautiful things, but you're not trying to cheat people. You want everybody to be able to speak with you, for you give them advice. But sometimes when you make yourself so high, only the very wealthy can do it. And so, you're reaching out. I already looked. You reach out to everybody. See, I admire you for that.
Well, I think that's really what I wanted to do, right? I wanted to make my service available to everyone. And of course, you know, we are all human. We have to make both ends meet. We have to, you know, earn money and things like that. But I think, you know, to work in this field, one of the most important things, you know, that we all share is that we have this desire to bring something valuable to everyone.
That's right. Yeah. Right, exactly. Mm. That's how I feel. Mm. See, I told you I liked you. I knew I liked you because I could tell what you're about. I've talked to enough people. I mean, thousands. And I know right away that you really care, really care. So this first deck now that came out in January. Now I know you're promoting it all over the place, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Mm.
Look, but you see, even your banner that you have on your see, there's that green again. There's a lightning, the lightning bolts. Oh, people, go to his site. It's thehealingkingdom.com. You're just gonna love at what you see here. Now, do you have something to do with the artistry that goes into this? Or do you just say, this is the name of the card, design something for me? How do you do that?
So basically, I finished all the writing first, right? So I had this structure in my mind about, you know, how I want to assign each card with its, you know, associated astrological decan in each sign. So I already had all that framework in my mind. And then I had several meetings with my artist. So I told my artist what exactly I want on the card, because, you know, the image has to be really closely related to the stories and also the keyword and et cetera, et cetera. So that's how we worked on this project. Some card creators, they will do the art first because maybe they themselves are illustrators. Or they are just, you know, right? So they will do the card first, and they will find someone to write the guidebook. But I did the other way around because I love writing. So
that's like my card deck, you see. Yeah. I had to explain to this girl. We found her. My webmaster found her. And then I talked to her, and she had done these cards with lots of browns and blacks. And No. I said, no, this is this is not coming from me. This is not Natalie. I said, Natalie does not do the blacks and the browns. And we talked. I mean, I talked to her, you know, and she said, well, I had explained it to her. You were probably more fortunate. Plus, you know, these were done, it took 2 years to do these cards. And it has a booklet with it, but I'm waiting for all the money to come in to do it. But anyways, I spent a lot of time with her. And finally, all of a sudden, she said, I want you to see this card that I did. I mean, it blew me away. I said, well, where'd this come from? Here, you're doing this over here. She said, because I listened to you. And she said, and I looked at your picture, and I just had this feeling that you're a very gentle lady. I said, yes, that's why you can't do anything harsh. I'm not harsh. And I want people, when they have the decks, you know, a lot of people just collect your decks just to have them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not necessarily to read from them, but there are collectors all over the world that love them. And but you have to come across to the artists and let them know kind of what you like and what you don't like. But you were fortunate. Now, are the same artists that they do your second deck?
It's a different artist, actually, yeah.
Okay. So you can see how they changed. You know, because I think they get their own idea Okay, they maybe look at the name on the card, or I don't know how you started them off. You have to give them some idea. And then you go to the next deck, and they're thinking celestial. Oh, okay, light and airy and sky and moon. And you see what I'm saying? The colors are completely different. They're totally different than the first deck.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love them. I love them both. I can't wait to see the third one.
Yeah, the third one is also going to be a very different, a different style, yeah, compared to these two, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And people, again, it's thehealingkingdom.com. I have three callers on. I don't know if you want to answer their question. I'll let them ask a question if you like. Now, you know, we have to watch the time, and you're not here to give a reading, like if you have a question about your sun sign. You know, I'm sure you'd be happy to tell them about a Sagittarius big mouth. No, I'm kidding. You would be kind no matter what you'll say. You'll be very kind. Would you like to do that? I'll start with one, the first one. And so let's see what she wants. Let's see what she says. She called in the first thing. And let's see how it's going here. Okay, come on, connect. Hi there. You're live on the air with Lateo Wang. Do you have a question?
Hi, Lateo. Thank you, Natalie. Do I give my birthday or do I just tell what my sign is?
Could you please tell us your question first anyway?
Yeah. My question is, it's centered around a gentleman that I am seeing. I just want to know if he's a good fit for me. Is he good for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always about men and women, isn't it? Always about the man, yeah. It's what makes the world go round.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do have my birthday and his birthday if you need it.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just to shuffle a deck of cards in my hand, yeah? And I'd like you to say when, okay? And I'll stop shuffling, okay? So whenever you are ready.
Now.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So one of the things actually about this that I can see is that, did you say that you have a gentleman who's interested in you? Is that your question?
Yes. It's mutual, but yes, he's interested. Yeah.
Okay. So what I actually see here is you've got two cards in front of me. One is called Ceres and the other one is Persephone. These two cards, generally speaking, is more talking about a slow and a steady progress rather than something that is very, you know, like fireworks or firecrackers, right? Because sometimes, you know, love relationships can be extremely, you know, fast and, you know, explosive that way. But what I'm seeing here is a little bit like a slowly and steady progress. That's if you're wondering how to continue this relationship, provided that's what you want. And this is really telling you that to really take your time rather than going from 0 to 100. And because usually this Ceres and Persephone combination is a little bit like saying you might need to take your time to understand what is either it's about what he is or what you really need in this relationship. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry, please.
Yeah. So pretty much this is really telling you if you're interested in this, I don't know how far you two have gone in this relationship, but if you are at the beginning stage, dating this gentleman, then I would definitely tell you that first of all, maybe focusing more on cultivating a healthy friendship with him first.
Okay. Mm. We've known each other for about 2 years. Well, maybe about 10 years in another setting, mostly social, and then 2 years now, started as friends, and then some intimacy, and I'm more of the one who is slow about it, going, you know, the relationship, and I think he wants the relationship. And I just wanted to know, was he a good fit? I do really care for him.
Okay, but are you attracted to him in a very romantic way, or you just care about him?
I am attracted to him in a romantic way. Also, as a friend, he's a very great communicator. He's a real gentleman, and he's a gentle person, very sensitive, and I like that, attentive.
Right. Yeah. So what do you think is a challenge for you?
It's just, I don't know if I really like him. And well, I love the friend aspect, and because we've been knowing each other for so long,
yeah.
I don't want to mess that up if we cross that line into something deep. Yeah.
Right. So this is actually right. So this is the interesting part. Yeah. You know, Ceres and Persephone in Greek mythology, they are mother and daughter. In the mythology, there's a very interesting story about them. Persephone was a, you know, pretty young girl, yeah? And a lot of gods would knock on their door and say, you know, I want to marry you, right? You're beautiful, you're amazing. But then the mother Ceres would come out, and she would say, nobody marries my daughter, everyone gets out, right? And she would shut the door, and, you know, because she wants to protect her daughter. So it's also very interesting when you have these two figures in your reading, the two cards. It's also saying that maybe there's a part of you that is shutting the door. Maybe you're also not 100% really letting yourself, you know, to either enjoy this or just embrace it. But it's almost like, okay, there's a gentleman there, but there's a door, you know, like a invisible door between you two. But that door has not been fully opened by you. And so with this energy, what I will also say is perhaps you can actually just, you know, this is the reason why at the very beginning I said maybe take your time. Because if we just say, okay, so push ourselves towards, you know, that love and passion, probably you will feel uncomfortable anyway. And I really think that this relationship could grow if you really let yourself get to know each other at a different level. Of course, eventually it all depends on whether this is something you truly want. And maybe after a while you decided that, you know what, I actually prefer just to be your friend. I think our dynamic is better as friends rather than as lovers, right? We don't know about that. But I really think that Persephone and Ceres card sitting together on the table is really telling us that door has to be open first anyway.
Very beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
You're
welcome. Tune in again.
Thank
we're going to have
Natalie.
More, you know, week after week. Only usually my shows are in the afternoon, but, oh, to have this man on at night, it's just wonderful.
Yes.
Anyways,
may
listen
I remain
to the rest.
On the
I
line,
have
Natalie?
Pardon
okay,
me?
Yeah, I would like to just, may I listen to the rest of the show? May
oh,
I
absolutely.
Stay on
I'll
and
just
listen
put
to
you on hold.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I won't disconnect.
Thank
I can
you.
Disconnect you, but I won't. No. Yeah, listen. Absolutely. So hold on. You're a sweet lady.
Thank you both.
Okay, well, let's see. We don't have much time here, but let's get to the other one. And now I wanted to tell everybody that is listening, make these a little short because, I mean, I have 90 minutes with him. I did this on purpose because I knew Lateo and I would be jabbering away so much because I just knew it. So anyways, but let's let everybody have a chance here. And, you know, it is his wee hours, not wee hours of the morning, but he does have the rest of the day to do whatever he wants. But I'm not done with you yet, so hold on. Okay, you're live on the air with Lateo Wang. Do you have a question? One question, please.
Hi, my name is Pat. I'm confused. You said no readings, but...
Oh, no. He'll do a reading, but only ask one question, okay?
Okay. And
oh,
what
sure.
information... I was looking... Nice to meet you. I was looking at your Instagram today, listening to some of the videos, and it's very interesting. What kind of information do you want as far as astrology to do a reading?
Hmm. Sorry, could you explain your question again?
Do I need to tell you my sign or rising sign or
it depends on what you want to ask. Yeah. So please tell me your question first, and then I will then judge what kind of tool I will use to answer your question.
Okay. Let's see. I feel like I'm making major changes in all aspects, and that's including losses. Really huge turning the corner, and I'm hoping that it's all good because I'm 70. It's been a real struggle my life, and I feel like I'm finally turning a corner and hoping for improvement in actually every area of my life.
Okay, so your question is how to deal with these changes?
No, if you can see that. If not, I can ask you a more, let me ask you a more specific one. There is discord in my family concerning my daughter-in-law and seeing my grandchild. What can you tell me what you see lies ahead with that? I'm trying to hold my tongue, but
you want to know how to deal with your relationship with your daughter-in-law? Is that what your question?
Yeah, there's discord, and I'm being kind of cut out as the grandmother, so it's heartbreaking.
I see.
I'm holding my tongue, but I also feel like I need to make her aware of what's happening. But I do not want to cause any strife.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm shuffling the cards in my hands, yeah?
Thank you.
And Pat, could you please say when you're ready? Just say when, yeah?
Say when.
Okay. Vulcan. Oh, I see. Okay. So so one of the things that we do have to understand is you start your spread with this card called Athena. Okay. Now, Athena is actually the goddess of strategy and justice. One of the things that we need to understand about this card is Athena was a very brainy goddess, you know, in Greek mythology. She was not an emotional goddess. She was actually born out of her father's head. And so Athena usually is talking about the rational and the logical side of us rather than the emotional side of us. So sometimes this card is on the one side is talking about bringing some kind of either rationality or strategy into the question we have. Yeah. So rather than staying with our feelings, for example, you know, I feel this way, they make me feel this way. This card tells you that, okay, let's put the feelings aside. Let's think about the strategy. What is your goal? What do you want to do? For example, is it about the grandchild? Like, will you want to communicate with the grandchild? You want to spend more time with the child? Or what is the thing that you really want to have, yeah? And once you have that in mind, leave your feelings outside the question and just think about the strategy that you want to apply to this question. For example, sometimes Athena is also to deal with, for example, things related to law, regulations, rules. So this could also be about, this is a time to focus on setting rules or using, for example, a more strategic way, let's say, yeah, to deal with the situation rather than talking about our feelings with each other.
Right.
And then you go to Mars. Mars's card is about our sense of action because Mars in astrology is all about our action, motivation. It's about our courage to deal with certain things. Now, with Athena and Mars sitting together, you can see both of these two planets are actually war god and goddesses. So one thing also tells you that you do have to be courageous to deal with this, but avoid conflict. Because you can imagine if you have two war gods sitting together, they're going to fight. So this is a little bit like saying, okay, so let's avoid direct conflict and fighting. But you do have to be, be very unwavering about what is your bottom line and what is your boundaries. And then finally, we have got Vulcan in here. Now, Vulcan as a result usually tells you that you do have to be a little bit patient with the result, though. Because Vulcan or Hephaestus in Greek mythology, he's not really about bringing the result yet, but he's more about working on the process. This god is the god of metalcraft. So you can imagine him forging metal every day, you know, the dong, 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 right?
Yes.
And he's working on something.
Right.
He's forging something. So Vulcan usually tells you that with your intention, avoid the direct conflict, but slowly and steady work on your goal. And there will be, usually the timing will come to you when things are resolved because of your consistent effort. For example, in the mythological story, eventually Vulcan reunited with his mother, even though they had a lot of turmoil time. For example, he was abandoned by his mother. He felt very unvalidated by his parents because he was not a good-looking child. And so all the stories tell us that, okay, maybe certain things are not working very well at this moment yet, but eventually with your consistent effort and strategy, you always remember this word strategy, and your rational approach, when the timing comes, there will be opportunities for you to resolve this.
Okay.
Makes sense to me. It's really, it's difficult being a mother-in-law and having a grandchild of anybody. I mean, I have a granddaughter, and I can relate. I mean, and I'm going to intervene. I'm going to tell you sometimes the daughter-in-law is jealous of the mother-in-law or the grandma for some reason or another. Remember, the mother is the one that tells you, no, you can't do this. And the grandmother will say, well, come over here. We can figure this out. See, you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's a big conflict, but I think Lateo is telling you exactly. It's perfect. I think it's perfect what he's telling you.
Those are exactly my thoughts and what I've thought I've had to do. Could you just spell out the second god that you mentioned, Mas?
Mars, yeah, M-A-R-S, yeah. Sorry, because of my accent. Yeah,
Mars, the planet Mars
yeah.
is what he's saying.
Yeah,
Mars,
yeah.
Okay.
Can I just ask you quickly? I was just going to state something very simple like, you know, it's uncomfortable and stressful for you, so why don't you just, you know, let me know when you're ready to let me see my granddaughter. I think that's kind of like a strategy. Does that sound right to you? Even at that?
Well, I
so
think
you,
with Athena,
I want to tell you, you're absolutely right. Everything you've said has been my thoughts.
I'm glad that, you know, the quick reading helped, a little bit, And I really hope that you will get to, I really hope that you will get to connect with your granddaughter soon,
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Thank you
very
for calling
much.
In. Okay, Anne, okay, I'll put you on hold in case you want to listen.
Thank you.
Thank you again so much. Okay, here. Well, okay, you're live on the air with Lateo Wang. You have a question?
Yes, I have a question regarding my love life. I'm single, and I'm just curious if you see any love interest coming on my way.
Interesting. Okay. So, sir, may I please know your name?
Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil,
okay.
So, Ashil, I am shuffling the cards in my hands, and I want you to say, just say when, okay, when you're ready.
When?
Okay. Here we go. I see. Okay, so you are single, okay. So, Ashil, first of all, then the first card coming out is called Neptune, okay? Now, this card is related to the god of the ocean, Poseidon, in ancient Greek mythology. Neptune, generally speaking, is asking you, before you actually asking where is my soulmate or where is my love interest, do you know what actually you're looking for? First of all, Neptune sometimes is showing that we might have a dreams, or you know, sometimes this card could be about us dreaming, even a little bit daydreaming about things. Yeah, so this tells me that you might desire a relationship or love a lot. But when it comes to the practical goals, let's say what kind of relationship you want, what kind of person you want, what is the important qualities in the person that you're interested in, sometimes it can be very vague. Maybe we just want a beautiful relationship, but we don't really know what our criteria are or how we're going to pursue this. For example, do you want to meet someone through, let's say, a social interaction? For example, you want your friends to introduce someone to you, or you want to engage with a hobby. Maybe that's going to lead you to someone. Or do you want to, for example, meet someone through work, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes Neptune is a little bit like saying we have this beautiful dream about something, but we might not have a lot of practical approach towards that. So that's something to just to think about. And then we've got Vesta sitting in the middle. Now, Vesta is not really a love goddess. She's a virgin goddess, actually. She's from ancient mythology, Roman mythology, and she has very clear boundaries about who is allowed to come to her temple and who is not. This card sometimes is showing that, you know, we are in a state where we are kind of like pure and pristine. Now, in a bad way, this is to say, okay, so I'm not really dating anyone and I'm not really being with anyone. But Vesta, in a good way, we can see this as it's also important for you to set boundaries with any old love interest. So, for example, if you had someone in the past and you are still thinking about them or you're still dreaming that maybe, you know, they will change and maybe they can come back to you or whatever, this card tells you that your future soulmate is not someone you already know yet. So stop going back to the past and thinking about someone from the past. That's not really for you. So look ahead. And the final card we have got here is called Uranus. Now, Uranus for a single person, I think it's a good thing because Uranus is usually talking about revolution and breakthroughs. This card is also associated with changes if you study astrology. What I usually see as Uranus is this is telling you that the world is your oyster, okay? So keep being open-minded and connect yourself with the people that you enjoy spending time with. And it doesn't mean that you have to go, you know, go on, let's say, apps and match with people, right? That kind of blind date. But this tells you that new people and new opportunities and new information will flow into your life. And when you see these kind of things, try to keep yourself open towards them. Go to those events and talk to those people and express yourself about what you want, especially the changes you want to see in you. And so sometimes this card encourages us to, you know, leave our comfort zone, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Instead of just stay in our own old habit and, you know, either, you know, doing the same thing again, or just staying at home. Uranus needs a little bit of breakthrough energy. So I think that at this moment, Neptune, Vesta, and Uranus, these energies, is not really giving me a very clear picture of a partner yet. But I do feel that with this Uranus having the as the outcome card in your love life, it tells you that the opportunities are definitely out there. But you just need to kind of, you know, go out of your comfort zone a little bit. Well, at the same time, you also need to think about, you know, the Neptune part, which is about what exactly am I looking for? What kind of, when do I want to open that door and when do I want to keep it closed?
Well, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you thought about, you know, boundaries and stuff, you know. And mm-hmm. I had two people that were interested in me that I had to cut them off because, you know, I had to set boundaries and it wasn't what I was
100%.
Looking for. And then it's funny that you're saying not to take anybody from the past to come back. I feel that they're trying to come back because every time we run into each other, there's always some kind of eye contact, but I try not to. I already made up my mind that I'm not going back in the past. I'm moving forward. So exactly what
Absolutely.
You said.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'll just give you one last information in case you want to know. Yeah, this Neptune, you know, I always associate this card with ocean. And you can imagine your love life at this moment is a little bit like you're on a boat, right? And you're drifting in the middle of the ocean. You're looking for that soulmate at this moment, but you can't see it yet. Because you can imagine if you're in the middle of the ocean, all you see is water, okay, 360 degrees around you. And you're thinking, you know, I want to get to this beautiful island where my soulmate is, but where I can't see the beach, right? Where is the island? Now, the good thing about Neptune energy is eventually, even though you are not really driving the boat or you don't know where which direction to go to, but eventually you are being pushed by the ocean waves anyway. And this is how our ocean works. In the reality, ocean will always push things towards the shore. And so even if you don't have a very clear direction at this moment, you don't know where to meet that person or how to meet that person, the universe will naturally push you towards certain direction and you're going to meet some people, new friends, or go to, you know, events and things like that, and you will be at the right place and meeting the right people. However, sometimes what Neptune, this is interesting about Neptune energy, is you might not, eventually your soulmate might be a little bit different from what you have imagined in your mind. But you're going to love it anyway. Yeah? So
you
it's
know,
a little bit like, yeah.
It's crazy because somebody told me something like that years ago.
Mm. So, you know, for example, you might be thinking, okay, I want to go to Hawaii, right? But I lost my direction in the ocean. Eventually, maybe you will end up in, I don't know, the Bahamas or maybe in Santorini.
I'm sitting here smiling.
Right?
I love this. Yep.
Yeah. So you'll be like, okay, so this is not Hawaii at all, but I love it anyway. Okay? So it's a little bit like that kind of energy, yeah.
So remain open, right? Mateo, you're telling him to remain open.
Yeah,
remain
open, makes sense.
But
it makes sense. Yeah,
but you do need to clean out the old ones out, yeah, because the Vesta here
is
costing.
I did. I'm glad that you said no to kick anybody from the past, because I can feel the energy trying to come back, and I don't want to do it. I can feel, every time we see each other, I can feel the energy, you know. But I just made up my mind, I'm not going back to the past. That's done. And I'm glad that you said my soulmate is nobody that I know yet. So I'm looking forward to somebody I know yet. I mean, so I don't have to go back to anybody I know. So, you know, anybody
you're on your way. Get in that boat and let it take you where it's supposed to, right?
It's just the universe, I guess. Thank you.
That's right. Well, have a good evening,
thank
you for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Okay. We want to do one more?
Sure, we can do one more.
Well, I've got another one after that one. But you're on Live on the Air with Lateo Wang. You have a question? Hello? Okay, maybe. Sometimes they just like to listen. Yep, hold on there. We'll do the last one. Hold on. Okay, this is the last one. Hi, you're live on the air with Lateo Wang. You have a question for him? Hello?
Yes, could you hear me?
Yes,
Yeah, my name is Stacy. I just want to know when things will get better for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been like a really bad year. I want to, things will get better, like what month, because it's been horrible.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, I'm really sorry to hear that you are going through a very difficult time. I do have to say that, this year, I would say January and February-ish, personally, I felt the energy very heavy. So I just want you to know that you are not alone in this, and a lot of us actually are, have been seeing this kind of, chaotic energy, especially, I would say, January and February, personally for me as well. But I have a deck of cards, and hopefully I will be able to find some guidance for you. And so I'm shuffling the cards in my hand, and I want you to say when you're ready, okay?
Now.
Okay. Very good. Wow. sorry, tell me your name again, please.
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy. Well, Stacy, the card that you pulled out is called Hercules, and the keyword is strength. I love this card. And I'm going to talk about this from two different perspectives for you. First of all, I think this card is really telling you that at this period of time, one of the most important things is to notice how you feel. One of the things actually about Hercules is that if you read the Greek mythological story, you will know he is a demigod. He's a god of strength, actually, but also he was a victim in his own life. His father was Zeus. Zeus has a wife, and the wife's name is Hera, but Hercules' mother was not the wife of Zeus. It was a love affair outside the marriage. So from the first day Hercules was born, he was persecuted by Zeus' wife, Hera. Because if a wife knows that her husband is having an affair with a different woman outside the marriage and having a child there, she would be furious. So Hercules, from his perspective, through no fault of his own, he had to go through all these challenges and the curses imposed onto him by Hera. He was just a baby, right, born to this world. He didn't do anything wrong, but Hera was trying to kill him his whole life. And so sometimes what I really notice about people pulling out this card is sometimes they feel that life has been unfair or life has been just particularly difficult for them, task after task, challenges after challenges, and never ends. And sometimes we might even question in our mind that what did I do wrong? What did I do to deserve this? Sometimes there could even be a little bit of guilt trap there, meaning that maybe they also feel guilty towards certain people in their lives. Now, one of the things about Hercules is you can tell from the story that he never really backed down and he never really gave up because he knew that part of him was divine. And I think one of the things for us to understand this energy is we also need to know that there's something divine in each one of us. You also have this divinity, right? And the Hercules actually in you. So Hercules, this card, is not really about, let's say, feeling sorry for ourselves or feeling that, oh, this is my life, you know, or sometimes even feeling frustrated or angry with our situation. This Hercules energy tells you that sometimes you need to go through certain things and go to certain challenges in order for you to just to be like Hercules. Eventually, he was raised to the sky and he became a full god instead of a demigod. And so that was his transformation, that was his change. And so, of course, we don't know exactly what you have been going through, maybe in your family or in your career, friendship, et cetera, et cetera. But this card really asks you, can you find that inner strength that you already have anyway in you? And can you use that strength? Now, a different message for you is you were asking me if there's any timing there for you to feel either better or feel certain things are resolved. Well, there is an important timing on the card, which is around July and August time. So we're talking about summertime if you are based in Northern Hemisphere, right? If you're in the States, that's definitely summertime there. Now, I understand that we still have got several months ahead of us. Now, I don't know if everything will be 100% resolved because this is just a one-card pull, right? And we're on the, on the radio show. We can't really see things in details. But what I would definitely say to you is probably over the next 2 to 3 months is a very, very important time, like what I said, to find that divinity in you, to find that inner God that is able to contain that turmoil emotion and also to face your challenges and the difficulties with a very courageous attitude. Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
He's telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. You can do this.
I would highly recommend that you can Google a little bit online about who Hercules is, and I think you will gain a lot of inspirations from his stories.
Okay. And you said it's going to be better July and August? The
July,
summertime?
August. Also, depending on, for example, how you, you know, part of our outcome is really based on our own action. So how do you deal with the next 2 to 3 months will also contribute to how you will feel around that period of time as well. But I would definitely say your summertime, July, August, could be a turning point for you.
Okay, yeah, because I guess I've been like, you know, just, you know, I'm in a job that doesn't pay that well. And, you know, my brother I don't speak to because he's, you know, very selfish right now. And, you know, it's this whole thing. It's affecting me, you know.
Of course, if you would like to, you know, have a little bit more detailed session, right, and you want to know more and you want to have a more sort of like that kind of counseling experience, yeah, you can feel free to email me. You can book a personal session with me, and we will really spend some time with you to work through your issues.
And his site, you can go to his site now. It's thehealingkingdom.com, and everything that he offers is there. Everything that he offers is there. I Lateo, I sense too, and I shouldn't intervene, but she feels very lonely and alone in all this, but she's not alone. She's not. You're just not. That's what I'm going to tell you. This is the voice of experience. You're probably a lot younger than I am, and I can tell you, the sun will shine tomorrow for you. You'll see. It's going to get better. It's just going to get better. One foot in front of the other. That's what I tell myself. And you know, Lateo, that's interesting because you and myself and all the others who are readers, we have days that are not, you know, we're not in tip-top shape. Things are not going wonderful. I was struggling with my business. I thought I was going to lose it last year. And then all of a sudden, somebody said to me, why don't you do this? And it gave me this burst of enthusiasm because I felt like I was being drained. And it's tough. Life can be really tough. We all know that. Mm. You know that. I wish I could give her a hug. I don't know your first name, but I have this sense of her that You know, a lot of times I'm alone. You were talking about when you were alone, Lateo, when you were young. I mean, I lost my husband 12 years ago. I'm totally alone. I could tell you a real sob story, but what I have is I surround myself with beautiful people, and I keep moving forth. I never give up. So, honey, don't give up, okay?
Okay. And I'm really proud of you. I'm really glad that, you called in,
Exactly. That took a lot of courage. You have to have courage to do that. Anyways, thank you, Lateo. It's been wonderful. You know, see, I was
thank
smart.
You.
I did 90 minutes for us tonight because I knew by hook or by crook I was going to keep you on for 90 minutes. And sure enough, it's 24 minutes after, and it's what, almost 8:30 in the morning for you, right? You're 12 hours ahead?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Oh, and I want to remind everybody that's listening, and we had some great people tonight that asked questions, and you were so gracious to answer them, that your site, again, is thehealingkingdom.com. And I encourage you to go to him, or you can even go to one of my stars. Like I said earlier, we're going to be having phone readings. I will be reading, not all the time because my hands are in so many things. It's unreal. But I like it that way, Isn't it funny how we find an area? I can't just be doing one thing. Like my son says, well, why don't you read all the time? Because I don't want to just read all the time. I mean, I don't mind helping people like this young lady. I mean, for free. You don't have to pay me a dime. You really don't. I have a couple ladies that want readings tonight, and I said, that's great. Well, I have to pay you. Well, that's great, but it goes to the site. Maybe I'll end up getting my card deck published if I do enough of them myself, right? But you see, I have hope, and I've had these ready. It took to get them registered, the name registered. It took 2 years. That's legally in the United States. To become a trademark, a registered trademark with the R after it, takes 2 years. And I've been very diligent, hanging in there. I kind of forgot about them, but I have them on my site. They're sitting there. And nobody can touch them, not even me, because they're not printed up yet. But one day, I am determined, one day it's going to happen. And they're going to do well because they're beautiful, and your cards are beautiful, too. Your cards are very, they tell such great stories. Mine are just basically tarot cards, like the lovers and the Three of Cups and all of that. But your cards are meaningful because you can hold on to them, and you have your little guidebook, a big guidebook, whatever. I don't know how big the cards are. They don't look to be super big, but you have a guidebook in there that's really going to help to guide you along the way to do things, and I'm just so honored that you came on the show tonight. You have no idea.
Thank you so much for having me, Nelly, and I want to say thank you to all our audience. Whether you have a dial in or not, I'm really grateful.
Oh yes, just to call in. I mean, we had a lot of callers tonight. That's really nice. I love it. I really, really love it. But anyways, you take care. You have an awesome day, Lateo. And I'll talk to you on Instagram and in email. And I'm going to do something in the April issue and put our show, a link to our show in there so people can take a listen. This will also go out after the show is done in about 40 minutes or so. It takes time for them to extrapolate everything. They have to gather all the sound and everything and put it together, and then I can push it out and let everybody hear how you do your readings and everything. And you never know. Maybe you'll end up doing a reading for me. You might just see my name and come across. And you'll say, oh, I know her. I know her. She's going to be easy to read.
It will be my honor. Yeah, it will be my honor.
Oh, yes. Well, I will do it. I promise. I will do it. So, everybody, thank you so much for calling in and still listening. I appreciate everybody. I love it when I get callers because then we have a lot of interaction. It makes you feel good that, now I have 90 seconds, so I have to say goodbye. And with that, I always end my show, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And with that, I'll say you are all loved very much. Thank you, Lateo. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.